Raiders fans. You can be here for live NFL action all season long. As the official ticket marketplace of the Las Vegas Raiders and the NFL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets so you never miss a single play. Whether you're cheering on the Raiders at home or away, find tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Raiders.
Go on, get a little out there, into the big-hearted heart of Nevada. Swap your jersey for more adventurous attire. Take a time out and huddle around the campfire. Come to a place where the stars shine brighter. Change your POV. Ride an ATV. Tell reality BRB. We've got surprising things to see. Go on, get a little out there. Start planning your trip at TravelNevada.com.
Welcome to the Raiders Press Pass, your credential to all things silver and black.
He inherited a core of the three guys, and sure, it was a tough decision to replace Trent. What went into replacing Trent Sieg, and was it a tough decision for you to make?
You know, Trent did a great job here. He did everything great for this organization. He's a great person, great teammate. And really what it came down to is it's just, you know, it's a decision that we made within, you know, from that unit. But in terms of who he is and what he's done here, I just want one thing to be said is he did a great job in this organization, his teammate and the person, and we decided to make that move.
So if he did a great job, why did you want to get rid of him?
Well, it's one of those things where from a business side and from a operation side, we decided to go with a different player.
There's been a kind of a lot of reaction to the kickoff changes in terms of the yardage awarded for touchbacks. Is that something that you envision having a significant impact just in terms of that aspect of special teams?
You know, right now we have to get through a preseason, in my personal opinion. We have to see how this thing plays itself out, this new rule. It's new to us, so I can't give you, you know, how is it going to impact. And we're still trying to learn all the different parts of the rule, you know, because there's going to be, you know, if it's a muff, it's this, that, the other. So we're going to work through it. And by the time we get through the preseason, I think we'll have a pretty good idea of how teams are going to use it and then what we'll probably do with it, too.
When it comes to special teams, you know, the amount of returners that you have, you know what you can get out of the mirror, but you have new guys like DeAndre and Trey Tucker that you just drafted. What are your thoughts on those two guys coming in?
You know, all of our returners are doing a great job. You know, it's not just two guys coming in. It's not just the guys that were here before. And I speak as a whole group, just like as if I speak about our specialists. You know, everybody's working their tails off to try to make us the best special teams we can be. And that's all we can ask. Every day they go out there and do the best they can. But I'll never, ever just single out, you know, the two guys because you never know who it's going to be.
Those guys, what do you like about each of your return skill sets so far?
All of our return skill sets, the biggest thing is they can create their own return. And what happens is sometimes, you know, you're going to miss a block here or there. And all five of these guys, all six, all seven, all eight, whoever we put back there, we feel like these guys can create their own return.
Coach, around the NFL, there's so many different philosophies. Some special teams are let's attack, let's try to be aggressive. Some are let's just try to keep the ball, no turnover. How would you describe your style?
Really, our style is this. What we would like to be is full court defense, so punt and kickoff cover. Half-court offense, kick return, punt return.
You talked about straining the competition. Can you talk about that mentality and what you're trying to instill in these players who are new to coming into your seat?
Number one thing is what they'll see. Everybody had, you know, four or five goals going into the spring, but the number one goal for this whole unit, everybody that plays special teams, including the specialists, is urgency. You got to play with urgency. And those people that are urgent in football and are decisive in football, decisive leaders, it's easy to follow. The guys that go around and around the roundabouts make it hard. So we want urgency in every single view in your techniques, in your coverage, in your return blocking, in your returns, in your kicking, in your punting. And then that shows that you're decisive and you believe in yourself and you trust yourself. You know, the most important letter in the word trust is you. You know, it is. And then you try to earn the yes, which is the next letter from everybody else. So that's the biggest thing. And these guys have been doing a great job of buying in. We have great leaders here, okay? Got great coaches that help us. And I really like where this group's headed, you know, in terms of their work rate and how hard they go.
What are your first impressions of seeing Daniel Carlson up close? What makes him so good?
Consistency. It's perfection. You know, that's the definition. People say, oh, consistency's boring. There's nothing boring about consistency. It's called perfection.
Youth in that defensive tackle room and how you're leading it and guiding it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, a different group. different group than last year. Definitely an exciting time, you know, getting to work with the guys and, you know, getting back with each other and building camaraderie. But, you know, everybody just been working hard, you know. And as a dude, like, you appreciate that. Everybody giving it their all day in, day out, whether it's a rookie, vet, or whatever the case may be, everybody going hard. So you just appreciate that.
Obviously, your defensive line, there's a lot of guys there competing for spots. Kind of, in your opinion, what's the line between competing against these guys but also helping them, the younger players, develop in the team?
Just coming out day in, day out, and just not only working hard, but also just giving information. I've been blessed enough to play around dudes who, always gave me the game and, you know, wanted me to be successful. And, you know, that's just something that you try to pass along.
Well, how do you think you can improve upon, you know, last season, obviously your first year with the Raiders and then in this game? How do you think you can kind of take another step forward?
Just coming and just continuing to do what I do. Come in here with a mindset to get better and better each day. If you could just get 1% better each day, over time it's going to build up and, you know, you're going to be closer to where you want to be.
Kind of going off of that, what would you say was the biggest takeaway for you personally these last couple of days?
To just live in the moment and then just enjoy being back out here with my teammates. I think that was the biggest thing. When you go through the offseason and you don't really see your guys as much, when you finally get back with them, you just be excited to be back working with them. So I just be trying to live in the moment now and just appreciate the fact that I'm around a bunch of great, talented dudes and I can learn stuff from them and pick their brains and become a better player.
You come into a mini camp with certain goals for yourself, things you want to work on? What's your approach to that?
My goal always pretty much stay the same. It's just to get better. I just try to just get better and better. Like, I don't ever try to, you know, put anything extra on myself. If you come in with the intent every day to get better and everything you do, you try to do it to the best of your ability and better than you did the day before, then naturally you're going to get better. So I just try to keep that mindset.
Well, you haven't had him on the field yet, but the first-round draft pick, Tyree, I mean, just the physical specimen he is, the motor he has, how is he going to impact the defensive line going forward?
It's going to be great. We got a great group, which is everybody in general. It's going to be great. We all help each other. We all learn from each other. And we all still working to get better and learn each other. So, you know, I think our room overall is going to be solid.
Best advice you can give to someone like Byron Young, who's coming in as a rookie, and maybe that someone like Hakeem Hicks has gave you over the course of your career?
Literally the same thing I've been preaching. Come in every day with the intent to get better. Literally, like, those are things that I was taught, and those are the same things that I try to pass down to younger dudes. Just come in with the intent to get better day in and day out, and you'll never have to worry about anything.
Well, this obviously doesn't apply to rookies, but for you guys, second year in the system, still a lot of guys there. How much has it slowed down now that you understand the scheme and you can work on the smaller minutia?
It's definitely nice. Like I said, being here with my teammates, it allow you to really get that chemistry, get that bond, and just get that camaraderie with each other. That definitely makes it easier. And plus, when you playing with so many selfless players, bro, like, it make things so much easier for you.
Raiders fans, you can be here for live NFL action all season long. As the official ticket marketplace of the Las Vegas Raiders and the NFL, Ticketmaster is a wide selection of tickets so you never miss a single play. Whether you're cheering on the Raiders at home or away, find tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Raiders.
Rotation with cornerback so far throughout OTAs. What's the competition been like so far?
Man, competition has been great. We're really just trying to just work on just, you know, gelling together as a group. Just getting better every day, pushing each other, you know, trying to figure out the ins and outs of everything. And I think it's been pretty good so far.
Even though a lot of your teammates in the secondary that were here in your first stint here, kind of still here, like Nate and guys like that, how different is it going against a completely different receiver corps every day in practice?
It's different, but, it's good. It generates a good, healthy competition. And, you know, it's sometimes that happens. A lot of times that happens. So, it's just something you kind of have to adjust to. And, like I said, it's great work every single day. It's good to go against different receivers. I enjoy going against, like, Tay and all those guys, and I'm sure we all do. They're doing a great job on the offensive side, and, we just look forward to competing with them every single day.
Brandon, when you were here, you were a great teammate. You loved it here, so I don't think you really wanted to go. So what was it like when they called and said, hey, you want to come back?
Man, it was surreal. It was a different type of feeling. And my agent called me, and he said those exact words, and my face lit up. You know, it was I had a great time here when I was here in 21, and just looking forward to making new memories with these guys this year in 23, and you know, just keep it pushing.
Clearly, there's no pads. People judge way too much before that happens, but just work ethic, thoughts on Ja'Cory Bennett.
Oh man, he's doing a great job. You know, he's come in and really just bought in, learning every single day, and you know, he's asking us questions, and you know, he's doing a great job. I'm sure he's feeling like he's doing pretty good himself, and you know, we're just happy to have him here, and you know, any way we can help, you know, with his development or anything like that, you know, he knows he's always welcome to ask any question he needs to, and you know, we're looking forward to having a good group this year for sure.
Speaking of the rookie class, there's a guy in the class that you know pretty well named Amari Bernie. obviously, I talked to him the other day, and he said that he doesn't try to hassle you or burden you with too much stuff. But you know, even despite of that, you know, what are some encouraging words or some advice that you've been able to give him through this process?
Man, that was a different feeling when I when he got drafted. My phone blew up, like all my friends are calling me, and I was excited. I got on FaceTime with. I called him as soon as I heard the news, and you know, we're all on the phone and on FaceTime, and everyone. I got my family in the background and everything like that. So he knows. Well, I hope he knows. I'll let him know again that you know he can bother me with anything. Like this process is different, especially when you're coming in as a rookie. You know, when I was with the Chargers, I didn't really know anybody going to the Chargers until I got there. So I think it's amazing for him to have somebody, especially like family, that's here already. And, you know, I see him around and, you know, we talk every single day. I ask him how he's doing. You know, he can never bother me. You know, that's family first, you know what I mean? So, you know, I just tell him just lock in, just stay focused every single day. You know, don't you know, get too down, too up on yourself. Keep everything kind of even keel. Enjoy the time because this is a very special moment for everyone, him and his family and well, our family. And you know, I'm proud of him, super proud of him, and been watching his story ever since he was at Florida, ever since he was a kid. He was, you know, winning the 200 and, you know, in the state of Florida every single year. So, you know, he packed on a few pounds, you know, went to that linebacker spot. So, been watching him since he was at Florida, and I'm just super proud of him. You know, I kind of got emotional when I heard his name get called, and, yeah, it's just a surreal moment, and just you know, blessed to have him here. And he knows he can ask me anything. He won't ever bother me. So it's all love on my end.
Did you let him crash on your couch?
Nah, I didn't. You know that question never came up. But he knows if he ever needs anything, he can just you know he don't even have to ask. He just come by the crib. But I think he's enjoying his time with his rookie class because that was a very special moment. You know, you get in with that rookie class is. That's different. You know, those are the guys you come in with. Those are the guys you're around mostly all the time. And I just, you know, told them to enjoy it. You don't get those opportunities like that all the time. So
this defense last year was totally anemic in creating big plays. And when you come in and that's an emphasis, they drafted guys who make big plays. What are some ways that you can alter practice to be more creative in creating big plays for a defense?
Man, I think we do a great job of, you know, creating those drills to where we – know we can make the big plays, whether it's stripping the ball or intercepting the ball. I just think you got to just work it every single day and, you know, just got to have it in your mindset that that's what you want to do every single day going into a game that you want to take the ball away. And, you know, those things will start to come. We practice it every single day and, you know, we'll continue to do those things and continue to harp on those little things to put you in a position to make the big plays and they'll come.
I know you're focused on your side of the ball, but any early impressions of Aiden O'Connell, the rookie quarterback?
Oh, man, I think he's doing a great job. You know, he's going against a good defense, and we're going against a good offense. You know, as he's coming in, learning a new quarter, you know, he's a new quarterback, and, you know, I know it's his first time being in the league. So, you know, regardless of how good or how bad the day goes, you know, it's just something to look forward to the next day because he's still, you know, he's learning. So, I think he's doing a fantastic job, though. I think we would all agree with that. And, you know, just keep coming to work every single day. Keep packing that lunch pail, as we say at Virginia Tech. So, you know.
It's a different staff than you were here last time. Anything stand out as far as differences between this staff and the last staff?
You know, I feel like there's differences, but at the end of the day, it's all, you know, it's all about work, all about winning. And, you know, all about creating this family feeling here. And, you know, I feel like we do a good job of creating that. You know, ever since, you know, when I was here in 21, it was a family feeling. I feel like it's the same thing right now. Just new faces, especially for me, it's just new faces, and that's it. Same feeling, like I love it here. So, not too much of a difference, you know, obviously, like, it's different people, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's just all the same goal.
Obviously, the entirety of your NFL career, you've kind of been in the same defense with the same defensive coordinator. Now this is kind of a new scheme. You know, what are some of the pros that you've kind of learned, you know, with Patrick Graham and learning the defense and learning him as a coach?
Man, it's been smooth. I think Coach Graham has been doing a great job. Obviously, like you said, I've been, you know, with my same coaches my entirety of my career. So being in, you know, with new people and learning a new scheme, I feel like it's been a smooth transition. End of the day, we're just here to win. We're just here to just play ball and focus in. That's just what it comes down to. But it's been great.
Brandon, you hear always how pass rush and pass coverage work hand in hand. But, you know, and with the Raiders drafting Tyree in the first round, how does that affect, literally, how does that affect you guys in coverage when you got a pass rush that's affecting the quarterback like that?
No, I think it works both ways. It allows us to, you know, to make plays on the ball. You know, you got a great defensive line. You got a great linebacker core. We're trying to be a great secondary for sure. You know, I think it works. It definitely works both ways. And we're back there and we try to, you know, hold off, you know, on these receivers so they get time to get back to the quarterback. And with a guy like him, he's coming. He's a big guy, explosive, fast. So I think he has all the qualities and all the tools that, you know, we were looking for as far as a pass rusher and everything that he brings to the table. I think it's going to be great.
Just kind of going off everything that you've said, what would you say was the biggest takeaway for you personally these last couple of days in this mini camp specifically?
Just trying to get better every single day. That's really what it all comes down to, just trying to perfect the craft. I know it's a new scheme, but even with that, like I said, the end goal is always the same. Just trying to take every single day and as a stepping stone, and, you know, trying not to take a step back in those directions, and, you know, just trying to just lock in and make sure I come to work focused every single day, no matter what's going on around me or whatever the case may be. But the last few days of mini camp have been great. Very talkative. We're communicating great, and I feel like we're gelling pretty well. So, looking forward to, you know, the upcoming portion of the season, and you know, we got camp obviously, so that's just be another step for us to just gel even more and become become one, to be honest.
From some of the young guys like Zamir White and Creighton Brown.
Guys just come in ready to work. Understand that it's important to prove every day, and they just bring a great attitude, great teammates.
What did you try and get out of minicamp? What's your goals coming to a minicamp? What do you get out of it?
So just improve every single day. Try to keep it simple. My dad always used the old adage of how do you eat an elephant, one bite at a time. So just taking every day at for what it comes at, and just staying present. It's the main goal.
How much more comfortable do you feel like in your role now, going to your second year with the team? You know, how are things, I guess, the same but also changing?
Really, it's about just doing what's asked of you. I think that's the main thing. Not trying to make things too big or too small. You know, just doing what's asked. So as far as roles or anything, I think everyone's just working their best to know everything, to be able to do everything, to help the team in whatever way that we can, that we're being asked to in that moment. So,
you have any early impressions of the running back room so far this year?
Really funny. Guys keep it light, so I'm always a fan of that. Understanding that it's a great opportunity that we have, you know, to come here, play in the NFL, and do what we've loved since we were kids. So I think we feed off each other's energy really well.
Amir, last year you were basically the third down back. Can you talk about how important that is and just being a real force as a pass protector on the back end there?
I mean, third downs are important in this league, and whatever I'm asked to do, you know, I'm going to try to do my best at it. So whether that's third down, first down, no matter what. But, yes, third downs are very important this league.
Last year, talking to Nick Lombardi, he said that his brother Matt was one of the guys that advocated for, you know, the Raiders to come and get you after spending that time in Carolina with him. Now he's here on this staff. How cool is it to kind of have him as a coach again? What's your relationship like with him when you're on?
I'm thankful. You know, it feels good to have people believe in you. And I think that's the environment we have. You know, coaches and players alike, we believe in one another, and we're going to support one another. So to have someone who supported me in Carolina now here is it's only just more encouragement for me to do my job that much better.
Any updates or anything different about the touchdown celebration, the roundhouse kick this coming year, or is that something we got to wait for?
A magician never reveals his tricks.
I know a lot of your teammates have been attending the Golden Knights games. Have you had any interest in that and following along, you know, just another Vegas?
Man, I every time they have, I've been out of town, unfortunately. But actually, my love for hockey kind of grew when I was with the Detroit Lions. I was kind of a supporter of the Red Wings now, but now I'm kind of a butterfly. I kind of go with whatever city has a team, so go Knights.
I'm here, nothing to do with the NFL, but what are your thoughts on Matt Rhule?
In Nebraska. I'm excited for the guys. You know, I think he's a great personality. He's a great leader. And I think anytime you take over a university, the head coaching job at a university like Nebraska, which has always had strong leaders at the head coach spot, it's exciting. And it's cool because I've played for him. So anytime I go back now, it feels like home. You know, for a while, I played for Bo Pelini. So anytime I would go back, it felt a little different because I wasn't as connected to the coaching staff. But seeing a lot of the familiar faces in Carolina, Matt Rhule there, it makes me feel like home. So hopefully the Scurries have a big turnaround under his regime.
Thanks for listening to the Raiders Press Pass. For all things silver and black, download the Raiders app and visit Raiders.com.
Raiders fans, you can be here for live NFL action all season long. As the official ticket marketplace of the Las Vegas Raiders and the NFL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets so you never miss a single play. Whether you're cheering on the Raiders at home or away, find tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Raiders.
Go on, get a little out there, into the big-hearted heart of Nevada. Swap your jersey for more adventurous attire. Take a time out and huddle around the campfire. Come to a place where the stars shine brighter. Change your POV. Ride an ATV. Tell reality BRB. We've got surprising things to see. Go on, get a little out there. Start planning your trip at TravelNevada.com.